Selected poetry. The Poem of Tan, recited to Riley Martin by O Kwa Tanjin Wan, otherwise known as Tan. I have travelled far and swiftly across yon deep and leaning sky. I have witnessed a nova's burst and saw a living planet die. Across the voids of space unmeasured, O Yeomsa La Juan, I have pierced the quantum octaves, mastered hyperwarps in time. Vaulting onward o'er the spiral on a journey here to save fellow beings wrought of madness from yon weeping living grave. Nestled there upon the ether as a jewel among the stones, Earth, the precious orb of legend, soon your glowing shall be done. Children of the living waters, possessors of the staff of reason, beings of celestial promise, doomed to perish in mid-season. From the stone axe to the heavens, lo, the vision did not fade. Still that pulsing seed of hatred lay thy fate beneath the spade. Before me the planet lay in shambles, eco-destruction beyond repair. By the greed of false controllers, acids now permeate the air. Pristine waters from the mountains die en route down to the sea. Thus to hasten soon the horror, the sapient race may cease to be. All my dreams of bio-perfection were but a futile deed. Seeking to create a pure utopia, we unleashed a monster seed. Still within them lay the spirit to transcend the rabid beast and to comprehend the Omsa of the elements of peace. O ye marvels of creation, why have you not sought the light? Must you fade into the shadows of that still, cold, azure night? Unto you my sign is written, there, upon the living fields. Lo, the circle is eternal. Though you perish, you yet shall live. Interfacing with the acids beneath some new Jurassic sea, to turn again and scan the heavens, and to learn again to be, to be. If I did not breach your stratus, you would surely someday breach mine. 'Tis a factor without question. 'Tis a factor but of time. I have not returned to conquer, nor to alter the flow of fate, but simply to gather a certain number before it is too late. Too unstable to embrace, yet far too noble to cast away. Beautiful life form, though unsuccessful, might succeed another day. There, upon the flowering meadows, oh, shining precious Biave. This is A Silent River by Nick Good. There is a silent river in our lives we must surely follow, with courage and knowing all is well on and to tomorrow. Carried we are, never alone, by its perfect force and tide. Try we must to have the strength to let go and flow with the ride. Born we are, one and all, into and from its nature. Boundless and free like the river are we, if we go to where it would take us. Sisters and brothers, we have but lost all sight of the invisible force, and sit on the banks of our dry souls, wishing for something to direct our course. But all the while we live and breathe in the waters of eternal knowing. The silent river runs wild and free. Unknown, it feeds our growing. If we all live in this mad world, unaware we are part of the source, what new world shall we create when we open to its beautiful force? Sisters and brothers, open mind and heart. Let the river flood without from within. Arid the valley old ones have left, young fish now have to live in. and we know better than their like if we wait to be shown the way. Now is the time to join the many, learning of truth today. The river is life, the essence of all, never-ending and natural change. That is our nature. Baptized in the waters, all become the saved. Acknowledge the Spirit, the source of life, the only thing that will always exist. No one can discover the force of life if its current they try to resist. To sit in peace by the banks of self, listen to thy waters run. Calm the flow of your thoughts, let a silent river come. Breathe and know, trust that you are all a great river should be, alive and pure, clean and strong, wild and truly free. The Planet Earth by David Wolfe. The stately planet spread like pearls in the cosmic space, these celestial worlds, and we are here on this spinning sphere, the great earth of cerulean oceans, always mixing, fixing enchanted potions. Consider all the splendor of this fantastic world, the majesty of hollowed waves curled, deserts, savannas, scrublands, prairies, orchard, parklands, woods, dunes, and sands. Montagne, forest lands, frigid polar zones, volcanic cones, tropical jungles, bare steppes, deep ocean trench depths. Imagine all the grace and strength across the earth's length of billions of beasts, birds, fishes and trees, the beauty of the island seas, surrounded by fluke tails, luminescent whales, white sand beaches of priceless worth, with wild white horses galloping across the surf. Gaia, you are this earth. You are the miracle of birth. You are the mother of all. You are this spinning ball, poised out in space, protected by grace. You reproduce with such splendor, flowers, pollen, every gender, seed to shoot, to lengthening root, to stem, to leaf, to fruit, to seed, you gift us all we need. Your seeds bounce and roll, planting themselves with intention, soul. Your seeds travel by wind, wing, causing all the birds to sing. Your seeds, indeed, may be eaten with fruit, protected by a skin suit, moved out, fertilized, sprouted, realized. Some seeds are carried, hidden, and grow there, forgotten. Your seeds float on the seas, or sail gently on the breeze. This planet is never static, always changing, the landscape rearranging. Lakes and pools dry out, volcanoes throw stones about, continents may rip, the earth crust can slip, always creating more rarefied forms in laboratories of wind, rain, lightning storms. Gaia, you have sculpted yourself into shining canyons, tangled yourself in the roots of banyans, ever repatterned yourself and grown, formed trees from solid stone, distilled drops through leaves, fruits, flowers, with so many hidden powers, contrived startling fragrances in pollen, petals and herbage. Who could strip the earth of her mystery? Who could know the earth's true history? Submerged continents have disappeared, and lies are taught that we've endeared and feared. Truths are always stranger than fiction, buried by Gaia's skin-crust friction. Yet megalith memories still stand on ancient holy lands, mystic sounds on burial grounds where shamans danced and buffaloes pranced, where all had come to be where we could see something we couldn't see with your plant chemicals and minerals, alkaloids, ephemeral, entheogenic, seminal. Consider ocean air, volcanic dust, pine floors filled with rust. The flowery meadows and shady groves, vast silent forests where Sasquatch rose, distant lands of fire and snow, a midnight sun where hot springs flow. The fleecy clouds and vapor shrouds, the swaying rain, the gentle dew, looking into a drizzling lake, I see you. Gaia, your temper explodes in volcanic fury, your laughter radiates in tropical sun, your tears pour in heavy rains, your bliss emanates in silent deserts, your roar bursts in thunderstorms, your confidence exudes from mountains, your anger soars in hurricanes, your grace calms in wild orchards, your confusion spins in tornadoes, your love embraces in gentle summer winds. You perspire life. Could ever there be too much wonder in the simple spark of lightning, thunder? A mountain is more than a mine of ore. It is our strength, our core. A river is more than water, sand. It is the veins of the land. A forest is more than a paper war. It is our roof, walls, floor. Observe Gaia forgiving. Think of the gifts Gaia's giving to live the life you are living. Feel that you are barefoot running, naked breathing, charging through forest, bending up turf, galloping through meadows, churning up earth. Gaia, you are more than fair to let us mortals share a bit of your glory, a part of your story, to let us hear the music of this sphere, to let us imagine that descended ancient star seeds become continents of feral trees, to let us know of forestals in wild fruit homes with dryads and elves who roam, caressing, blessing, touching bird and beast fallen asleep far away in timbers deep. All things are full of spirit, intention, and goal, attracted to that which is resonant with each soul. Everything symbolic, full of meaning, we live inside the planet's dreaming. Gaia, you make the most exotic dreams come true. And more than that too, you touch with such grace in every place, with a hyper-dimensional view. You can transform everything anew. Dawn. Stars on the dome of the night, at the edge of sight, give way to sunrise in the mist, an immense ball of flame, eclipse. Gaia, your essence, babbles in the brooks of mountains, flows down through nature's fountains, empties wide on the rivers of the plains, swirls in lakes forming sift sand stains, rages mightily in a tempestuous sea, blows through hollowed oak trees. Morning sunbeams sparkle your gems, granting life to plant, leaf, stems. And all this you entrust to the part of you in all of us, to the mystery you created within us. Gaia, you have given birth to every living form, nurtured, raised, loved all that is born. You have created the most intriguing art. Somehow, you have put the whole in every part. The greatest love story that's ever been told. This is Nick Gird. In the greatest love story that's ever been told, the riches within us together unfold. An adventure in eternity with pause for rest, to arrive in a heaven we never had left. Now the earth, a planet to save, soon the stars for the wild and brave. The children of God, on a love mission, hearts more powerful than nuclear fission. A spirit exists in you and me, same like the man who walked on the sea. Together in purity, peace and love, a doorway opens to a world above. The potential of human, ET and God, a child of nature against all odds. The wonder, the majesty, the power, the awe, reality soon like never before. Be who you are and the journey starts, for the true, the kind, the pure of heart. The children of God on a mission of love, a message to deliver to the folks above. The light that shines is for you and me, to be who we are, to be. Simple it sounds, not easy perhaps, sticky the web in which souls get trapped. The game isn't real, it's all in the mind. Dive into your heart, the freedom to find. Look to the stars, the heavens above, eyes closed or open, but do it with love. Nature's surprises forever are new. The biggest one is coming alive in you. The greatest love story that's ever been told. Believe in that, not the lies that've been sold. The parasite now is losing its power. Love dissolves fear in the final hour. More than you dreamed and ever have known is coming from within you by the love you have shown. Peace is the key that opens the door, compassion, the temple, courage, the floor. Now is the time to let yourself shine. Forgiveness, the path we walk this time. Together we stand, the heavens await. One final act before it's too late. Your love to show to one and all. Compassion will cause the war machine's fall. If a toxic world surrounds ourselves, 'tis only a reflection of inner hells. Change within to change the without. Invoke who you are with a silent shout. Now is the time, the final hour. In the eternal garden, 'tis time to flower. The children of God on a mission in love, together forever through the stars above.
Success Ultra Now. This is David Wolf. A most amazing epic we get to see. What wondrous things we get to have be. Although removed and over eons changed, this race is not lost, nor completely estranged. Somehow within there's something new, more majesty than our ancestors ever knew. The hallowed halls of time speak a simple rhyme, all at once and ever sober. It's not over until it's over. Whether you're an elder or a youth, you can always step into a telephone booth, tear away your coat and hat, emerge exactly where you're at. Instead of being faster than a locomotive, you can fast like a local native. Instead of leaping tall buildings in a single bound, you can stand tall, slender, proud. Instead of fighting for truth, justice, and the American way, you can live for youth with zest and the best ever day. When you tear the glasses away and see everything through an X-ray, a focused beam, things are not what they seem. There's been a distortion of light right in plain sight. The Daily Planet has something to report. It's time for the last resort. Success Ultra Now. This is the age, the era born, to break the norm and transform, recreate brutal human into divine ape or an angel with a cape. There's one last show, from zero to superhero, from Babylon to Avalon, like Clark Kent, heaven sent from a distant sun, the archetype has come. Our traditional test, Lex Luthor, the evil nemesis, Lois Lane, the damsel in distress, have only been a preparation to deal with universal deception. The Legion of Doom, greed, is well in the lead, and the stakes are rising higher. The entire planet is on fire. Now saving the girl means saving the world. The grand cosmic drama is unfolding upon our Pachamama. A better script, set, sound could not be found. Planned, positioned, prepared from eons old. This is the greatest love story ever told. And it could go either way. No one can say. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. And you are being called to become more. To step in your role whole. To step into your role whole. With all your soul, in one last attempt before the end, to save the planet at the last second, by snatching victory out of the jaws of defeat in a miraculous, harrowing feat. How? By envisioning a sacred S for a start, right over your heart. By imbibing health, strength, vitality, while achieving with morality. By enhancing laughter, loving, living, by becoming more giving, by mastering space, matter, power, by opening like a flower, by cultivating ease, grace, flow, by learning to let go, by receiving mythic clues from acting on spirit's cues, by achieving wisdom, glory, might through clever insight, by cultivating bravery, charm, to shield yourself from harm. Remember, our powers may hide, but they're always somewhere inside. The supersuit is underneath, something you yourself bequeath by tearing away what isn't true, revealing the real you, brand new, guided by virtue, with every motive selection, backed by intention. Believe the hype, the superhero archetype, in order to save this spinning sphere and arrive right here. And now, we've got to evaporate lack and get all our power back. Think about the world today. Utter transformation in every way. All knowledge is now here. What was far has become near. What was a mystery has become clear. Here we alight on the brink of star flight, still on 2 feet. Finally discovering what to eat. This is the moment we wash away the line, separating human from divine, and gain a true understanding that we can escape a crash landing. When you decide that you're on for the ride, to the gods, it's a beacon, a sign that you're in it for real this time. A key step is out of debt and servitude, and enter the fortress of solitude and latitudes higher, where you're going to rewire and realize too, you can be instantly a poet, shaman, lover, magician, warrior, technician, alchemist, artist, yogi, psychonaut, spiritualist, hydrophile, herbalist, qigong Taoist, a brave, brilliant, daring, respectful, caring, cheerful, resourceful, comical, magical, immortal, who lives in the imagination, works all one's years in meditation, plays the limitless game of consciousness, while inside is silent in stillness. In essence, you can live the best life ever, but you must be very clever, because you decide how high you fly. You decide why. You decide how much you'll try. Don't be fooled. You are in control of your soul. All the deception, distortion, lies are a blessing in disguise. They help shatter the mold of the old and break our judgment hold, revealing that empathy, love, compassion are back in fashion. It's time to know the truth. No matter how strange or uncouth, It's time to take the oath. We will save the old growth. And if we can't, we'll plant even more. After all, we're the ones we've been waiting for. It's time to face our greatest test. And our goal is complete success within. It's the cosmic plan in flower, right at this very hour. Yes, you can be an angel or a super ape. Wear a suit over your cape. When battling arch villains, you can't be smoking chillums. Instead, it's plant spirit medicine, sacred mycelium, the cacti allies, sacred jungle brews, and no more TV news. Switch to another station, a meditation on 144,000 ecstatic fans high in the Coliseum stands. Hovering above you are your angels, guides, brought in from far and wide, applauding, laughing for all they're worth, because you've created paradise on earth. And once you've had this vision, you're on the mission. The plot is hatched. Remain calm, detached. Take one giant leap by breathing in deep. This is the hour of power. Stay vigilant, aware. Handle your affairs with care. Keep yourself imbued with Earth's superfoods. Imbibe antidotes of light against kryptonite. Recreate yourself anew, stripped of calcification too. This is what you need to hear. You're staying here. Whether you do or do not care, you can't escape to over there, to an island, a mansion, even the moon, anytime soon. It is time to take a stand. The environment is the issue at hand. It's the only issue that's ever been, and saving it is the only win. To survive the hero's test, you'll have to deflect bullets right off your chest. But you don't need to see through lead. Just be well read. And fashion a plan to do everything you can to entice yourself into paradise. So here are the instructions given by hand directly from Galactic Command. To love everything you can think of. To unlearn what you didn't earn. To align for the first time. To assist all while having a ball. To dance in ecstatic trance. To sing with birds, wind, everything. To laugh with the riffraff. To x-ray and vision success in your mission. To dismantle arcane ideology with free energy, folk technology. To close the hall of justice and open the hall of just bliss. The technology of Tao, success ultra now. There never was a more holy age than ours. This is the most spiritualized moment in history. Onward we plunge into the Oversoul whole. Where to begin? Go by becoming a superhero and playing your part through opening your heart. And where to go after? Into cosmic laughter. This is the revolution. This is the solution. This is the truth infusion. Everything else is an illusion. With this knowledge, one soars faster, escaping the eventide of disaster, into the realm of the master to live happily ever after. The Planet Earth with David Wolfe. The stately planets spread like pearls in the cosmic space, these celestial worlds. And we are here on this spinning sphere, the great earth of cerulean oceans, always mixing, fixing, enchanted potions. Consider all the splendor of this fantastic world, the majesty of hollowed waves curled, deserts, savanna, scrublands, prairie, orchards, parklands, woods, dunes, and sands, montane forest lands, frigid polar zones, volcanic cones, tropical jungles, bare steppes, deep ocean trench depths. Imagine all the grace and strength across the earth's length of billions of beasts, bird, fish, and trees, the beauty of the island seas, surrounded by fluke tails, luminescent whales, white sand beaches of priceless worth, with wild white horses galloping across the surf. Gaia, you are this earth. You are the miracle of birth. You are the mother of all. You are the spinning ball, poised out in space, protected by grace. You reproduce with such splendor, flowers, pollen, every gender, seed to shoot, to lengthening root, to stem, to leaf, to fruit, to seed. You gift us all we need. Your seeds bounce and roll, planting themselves with intention, soul. Your seeds travel by wind, wing, causing all the birds to sing. Your seeds indeed may be eaten with fruit, protected by a skin suit, moved out, fertilized, sprouted, realized. Some seeds are carried, hidden, and grow there, forgotten. Your seeds float on the seas or sail gently on the breeze. This planet is never static, always changing, the landscape rearranging, lakes and pools dry out, volcanoes throw stones about. Continents may rip, the earth crust can slip. Always creating more rarefied forms in laboratories of wind, rain, lightning storms. Gaia, you have sculpted yourself into shining canyons, tangled yourself in the roots of banyans, ever repatterned yourself and grown, formed trees from solid stone, distilled drops through leaves, fruits, flowers, with so many hidden powers, contrived startling fragrances in pollen, petals, and herbage. Who could strip the earth of her mystery? Who could know the earth's true history? Submerged continents have disappeared, and lies are taught that we've endeared, feared. Truths are always stranger than fiction, buried by Gaia's skin crust friction. Yet megalith memories still stand on ancient holy lands. Mystic sounds on burial grounds, where shamans danced and buffalo pranced, where all had come to be, where we could see something we couldn't see with your plant chemicals and minerals, alkaloids, ephemeral, entheogenic, seminal. Consider ocean air, volcanic dust, pine floors filled with rust, the flowery meadows and shady groves, vast silent forests where Sasquatch roves, distant lands of fire and snow and midnight sun where hot springs flow, the fleecy clouds and vapor shrouds, the swaying rain, the gentle dew. Looking into a drizzling lake, I see you. Gaia, your temper explodes in volcanic fury. Your laughter radiates in tropical sun. Your tears pour in heavy rains. Your bliss emanates in silent deserts. Your roar bursts in thunderstorms. Your confidence exudes from mountains. Your anger soars in hurricanes. Your grace calms in wild orchards. Your confusion spins in tornadoes. Your love embraces in gentle summer winds. You perspire life. Could ever there be too much wonder in the simple spark of lightning, thunder? A mountain is more than a mine of ore. It is our strength, our core. A river is more than water, sand. It is the veins of the land. A forest is more than a paper war. It is our roof, walls, floor. Observe Gaia forgiving. Think of the gifts that Gaia is giving. Think of the gifts Gaia's giving to live the life you are living. Feel that you are barefoot running, naked breathing, charging through forest, bending up turf, galloping through meadows, churning up earth. Gaia, you are more than fair to let us mortals share a bit of your glory, a part of your story. To let us hear the music of this sphere, to let us imagine that descended ancient star seeds became continents of feral trees, to let us know of forestals and wild fruit homes with dryads and elves who roam, caressing, blessing, touching, bird and beast fallen asleep far away in timbers deep. All things are full of spirit, intention, a goal, attracted to that which is resonant with each soul. Everything symbolic, full of meaning. We live inside the planet's dreaming. Gaia, you make the most exotic dreams come true. And more than that, too, you touch with such grace in every place with a hyperdimensional view. You can transform everything anew. Dawn, stars on the dome of the night at the edge of sight, give way to sunrise in the mist, an immense ball of flame, eclipse. Gaia, your essence babbles in the brooks of mountains, flows down through nature's fountains, empties wide on the rivers of the plains, swirls in lakes forming sift sand stains, rages mightily in tempestuous seas, blows through hollowed oak trees. Morning sunbeams sparkle your gems, granting life to plant, leaf, stems. And all this you entrust to the part of you in all of us, to the mystery you created within us. Gaia, you have given birth to every living form, nurtured, raised, loved all that is born. You've created the most intriguing art. Somehow, you've put the whole in every part.
The Mystery by Nick Good. From God, through love, in spirit and soul, sleeping infinity in eternity unfolds, that I, unbound, received the gift, with waters of life have now been kissed. To wander far from the sweetest nest, immeasurable miles yet never had left. Thus the mystery, ever to solve, what is this constancy that does not evolve? The stories spin, weaving the web, the gods and angels dance with the dead. The choices we make are not who we are, yet may lead us home from afar. And through our pain, illusions crack. What fear has stolen, love gives back. Thus, the mystery ever to solve. What is this love that does not evolve? There we stand together in form. An almighty canvas cannot long stay torn. What appears to be may not be so. As all is rent, this we know. The ocean breathes a mighty sigh. Cosmic waves are surely nigh. Are you ready for what must be? The fruit must fall from the mighty tree. Thus the mystery ever to solve. What is this peace that does not evolve? We are what we are and forever are held, no matter the beliefs to which we weld. There is a fire to melt this false bond. Within your heart burns its sacred song. What now seems solid in chains of fear, like candle wax, will disappear. Thus the mystery ever to solve. What is this light that does not evolve? An eternal garden in which we play, the children dream another day. Forever the wonder together we spin, until we let go to that which we cling. So off to the stars to spread the good news, the perfect gift we never could lose. Thus the mystery ever to solve. What is this purity that never evolves? From pure love, spirit unfolds. The story of love now is told. You and I, a dream come true. What future will we sculpt anew? This the gift ever to cherish, the love we are can never perish. Thus the mystery ever to solve, what is this compassion that does not evolve? And so the mystery through us revealed, the seeds of God across the cosmic field, to feel love in unconscious mobs, express itself against all odds. The world is poised, are you ready to see? To know what you are, what you always will be. Thus the mystery ever to solve, what is this wonder that does not evolve?